More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. So how do famous comedians become famous? Well, they bomb a lot. And since the pandemic, opportunities to fail have been hard to come by, especially since Boise's most popular comedy club, Liquid Laughs, closed in 2020. However, a new competition is helping comics take one step closer to fame with the hope of finding the best comedian in Idaho. Over the course of 3 days in May, 24 comics will compete for money and titles, all in the hopes of being the last comic standing. Joining us today are three comedians, Beth Norton and Kat Lizriga, the co-founders of Idaho's Best Comedian Competition, as well as the co-founder of Blue City Comedy, Haley Lenhart-Lees. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Hi, Gemma.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, so Elizabeth, tell us a little bit more about why you and Kat decided to put this competition together. I mean, where did you get the idea?
Oh, Gemma, you could call me Beth.
Okay, Beth. All right.
Only my aunt calls me Elizabeth. Well, Kat and I were last summer, we were just having some conversations on our patios. We're neighbors. And we were just talking about what we wanted to see on the scene and something that we would really like to do. And we know that we kind of just needed something to work for. And this was a competition that I had seen take place in Vermont where I started comedy. Mm. And it was always super fun. It was just a way to get working comedians together to have a good time and maybe win some money and get some good creds. And so we thought that this would be a great time to put this on. We originally were going to do it in November, but then Omicron picked up. And so we pushed it off to May, and it's feeling like the right time.
So I'm curious about how each of you got into stand-up comedy. So Kat, I'll start with you.
Oh, okay. It was kind of an accident. Well, I really have always been a huge fan of stand-up comedy, but it was never something I thought I could do. And then I joined an improv group in college, and I was like, this is as close as I can probably get. And then all the women in the improv group decided to do a show called Funny for a Girl. And we were like, let's just try stand-up comedy. And we were very ambitious. And we said, let's all do 10 minutes, which is insane now that I think about it. But then I told my first joke and could never go back. And I've been doing it ever since.
And then Haley, what about you?
Yeah, so for stand-up, I'd been doing theater for 10 plus years. And I really kind of made the shift into stand-up because, I don't know, there was a lot of plays where it was like, oh, you can either be the love interest or the old lady and that's it. And I didn't want to do those plays anymore. So I was like, excuse me. F that. I'm so sorry.
This is, ladies, this is live. This is live.
I was like, I get to say what I want. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I actually got into stand-up with Kat around that same time. We went to College of Idaho out in Caldwell, and we put on Funny for a Girl and did 10 minutes, which is amazing, actually. Like, we like forced ourselves to write that much, and I still have that recording today, and it's amazing. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm we're so bad at this. So we're so Haley's.
Okay, ladies. Okay, so it's a good thing we have, like, I think a 3 second delay. You guys are going to give my producer a heart attack right now. A heart attack. This, and I'd like you to know, you are, Haley, the first person in the 4 years we've been on the air that I think we've had to use it. This is impressive.
I'm so sorry. I will calm down.
No, you know what? It's funny. In my daily life, I use that type of language as well. It is amazing that that has never happened to me. Okay, so I want to know, what is the impact of the pandemic, I mean, in all seriousness, had on comedic opportunities, and not just here in Boise, but I mean, this really impacted, I think, artists around the world. But I mean, you literally go on a stage, you do stand up, and that was gone. So, I mean, Beth, how has that impacted comedians?
I mean, I can't speak for all comedians, but I can speak for myself and for, you know, friends. And I think, you know, for me, it takes a long time to get good at stand-up, and you have to put your time in, and you have to have opportunities in order to do that. So for people who were just starting out, like they were just thinking about it, I think it was really devastating because they never got that time to grow. And I think for people like where I was at, I had been doing it for about 5 years, and I was just at the point of getting to that next level where I was featuring comedy clubs and going on the road. And so I just, you need momentum in order to do that. Work begets more work in this business. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I just lost all that. I lost all that momentum. And then without having a club around, you kind of don't have that built-in structure to grow. That typical, you know, you get in there, you become a host, then you become a feature, and you get that stage time to really develop your material. And I think there's been a lot of clubs around the country that have closed. And there is, I mean, the positive side is that it's inspired a lot of people to grow more organically from the ground up. And Blue City is a really good example of that. So while we don't have a comedy club, we do have a lot of opportunities to practice here right now. And it's kind of like been starting over, starting again, I would say.
Starting from fresh daily.
Yeah. And I do want to have us listen to a little bit of all of your comedy. So Kat, we're going to start with you. I think you're talking in this clip about cold spaghetti.
I had cold spaghetti in bed this morning. I had cold spaghetti in bed this morning. It's a quirky thing. I did tell my friend that today. He's trying to cheer me up and he's like, well, at least you got out of bed, you went to the fridge, and you got that cold spaghetti. So you got it, that's great. And I said, nope. It was on my nightstand because I was having warm spaghetti last night.
So Kat, you're having some fun with the audience there. But I wanted to ask, I mean, without a dedicated comedy club here in our area, how have comics been able to hone their craft?
That's a great question. I think for me personally, one of my favorite things was I wanted to stay creative comedically. And so I kind of started to turn down different avenues that I wanted to try. Like I put it into some art. I tried to do some I really picked up digital art over the pandemic. I also just tried to channel it into talking every day to people, making them laugh. Like that was my form of stand-up, was just a you know, when I would do serving jobs or anything or work in an office. I think it's important to like branch out and do more than just getting up on stage and doing that, because comedy can be so many different things. But we also have really good mics that all have all different kinds of feels to them, like every place that we go to. So it's if you look for them, and if you try, like, just put a little bit more like if people just put a little bit more effort into, like I've seen so many do. Sorry. I think you can find any inspiration to be creative and practice anywhere.
Let me reintroduce you, the three of you, for folks who may be just joining us. We're talking with comedians Beth Norton, Kat Lizriga, and Haley Lenhart-Lees. They're going to be, there's a new competition for comics coming up here in Boise. It will kick off on May 19th, and so we're talking to them about it, but also just comedy in general. So Haley, I want to take a little bit of a listen to some of your work. This is one of your last sets at the former comedy club Liquid Laughs back in 2019.
Parenting is hard. You try to teach compassion and you end up teaching codependency. That's crazy. yeah, I'm a teen mom. I'm a mother, sister, mother. Just to clarify, I did not procreate with my father. I simply helped raise my mother's son. So, yeah, it was interesting kind of being a major influence in my brother's life. He would ask me to like help him with his homework, like his math homework, and I was like, I will do that for you because I know how to do your math homework and I don't know how to do mine. So, one of us should be getting A's. He was kind of a difficult child. He would, such a picky eater. He would just eat chicken nuggets the whole, it's like, you can't just eat chicken nuggets! You can't! It's funny now because he's like vegan now.
Okay, Haley, I feel like you just described my youngest child. He's not vegan yet, but all he eats is chicken nuggets. But how do you come up? Right? That's what he tells me. And you know, he's in fourth grade, and I can't do his math anymore. So that's where his older brother steps in. But Haley, how do you come up with your material? I mean, what does that process look like?
I usually take in like day-to-day observations and try to find what's funny about them, or like a lot of the stuff I do, I joke a lot about parenting, mostly because I think one day I want to have kids, but in the state of the world, I can't do it right now. I can't even afford myself, but it's, I joke about parenting because it's such an important thing. In life is just to have mentors who you look up to, regardless if they're your actual parents or you're seeking outside help. I often probably make the comedians in our scene feel like I'm mothering them too much. I'm like, you guys need to write a bio and you guys need to get headshots. Otherwise we can't grow, you know? So I kind of sound annoying to them, but I guess I'm the mom they didn't want. So I talk about things like that, or I don't know. I just, I take what I think is peculiar but very common and try to bring some light to that, you know, as most comedians do, I think.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, you're right on the track about being a mom with people being annoyed by you, because that's what I just so you're aware that when your child hits about 13, you don't know anything anymore.
Oh, of course. I can't believe you thought you knew something beforehand.
I know. Well, I definitely do not now. They've made that very clear. I just, quote, don't get it. I don't understand. And I'm never going to understand. So
as long as you know that, you're doing a great job.
I know. So I know something. All right, Beth, let's listen to a bit from you at the Comic of the Month. That's a regular competition that Blue City Comedy puts on at the Mad Swede.
I'm frustrated with Idaho and the situation we find ourselves in Boise with the rising houses, the cost of housing, and the fact that like our politicians, our legislature just really hasn't done anything about that. Like this year, I really wanted to see an appropriations bill for a wall. Just imagine a bunch of middle-income white people packing their REI backpacks, grabbing their two kids, trucking through the deserts of California and Nevada, only to get to the border of Idaho where they find a huge wall. So they start to scale it. And they're like, we just want to capitalize on our equity. If they make it over, we'll take their kids away from them, send them to Salt Lake.
So the comedy industry has often been considered a really male-dominated industry, yet here we have this competition that's being run and put together by three women. You know, Beth, why is that important?
Well, first, I just want to say thank you so much for playing that clip over the radio. I love that. I really do hope we do get a wall soon. I'm just kidding.
You know, you give them an idea, they might run with it.
You know, this scene, it's interesting. This comedy scene has always been sort of run by strong women producing shows. So I think when all of us started, you know, Lady Business, who I think you've had on the show before, Gemma.
We have had them on. They're great.
Yeah. They were running the open mics and booking the hosts at Liquid. And, you know, there was the Yum Yum comedy show run by M. Arnold and Jen Adams. And what else am I thinking of? Sophie Hughes.
Sophie Hughes was our main manager
of the club. Yeah. So, you know, that's been definitely a saving grace. And I think that's definitely, I know it's inspired. I think it's inspired all of us. And now we've got Haley here, who's running all the local showcases and local mics. So I think we just are the ones that are willing to step up and do the work, to be honest, to run things. I mean, a lot of mics are still, you know, there's like still 20 men that are coming out and they think they're funny and they're going to try stuff out. And some of them are. And then, you know, but this scene actually does have a really nice, solid group of women or female identifying people on the scene. So.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what's funny?
Let's talk.
Is men trying to run a show. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that is funny.
Your organization skills need to come up a little bit.
Yeah, it's just that it's like it's the multitasking issue. I mean, women just know how to multitask better. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Yes,
oh, yeah.
Exactly. So I want to talk about the competition itself. Because this is Idaho's first ever statewide comedy competition. So Haley, walk us through what the competition will look like, because it's 3 days, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited that we're doing the competition in consecutive days. So it's going to be Thursday, Friday. We have the primary rounds where we have 12 comedians go up each night, and 4 of those 12 will move on to the final night, Saturday, and they will do a different 5 to 7 minutes than they did before. So it will be a different show each night, completely different show, which is very excellent. And then you get to see the repeat comedians come back and do a whole different set. And it's just really cool to see them thrive like that. They'll get excellent clips and headshots and bios going forward. So that would make it easier to submit to other festivals. It really puts Idaho on the map of being a legit comedy scene, which I think we should be acknowledged for that. Like, we don't have a home club, but like, I have so many touring comedians coming to us and saying we do a great thing here because we're a little different. We're really supportive here. And I think that's what's going to make this competition amazing, is because these 24 comics, regardless if they win the big prizes and the money at the end, they're going to walk away with an excellent clip, a bio, and a headshot. And that is very valuable.
And Beth, how did you find the comedians that will be competing in the competition?
Well, they're easy to find. They're always just kind of hanging around.
You look good. Come on up on stage.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of people who are new to the scene, who are just really crushing it. We've got people who kind of went underground with the pandemic, and we just sent invites out to people that we knew who we thought would enjoy this and who would benefit from it. And you know, who were just in the spirit of that. So, you know, some, it was their choice to sign up. But we just sent the invite out to people who we knew were practicing and, who we knew would, you know, just be a really good fit for the competition vibe.
And so I'm assuming, since you're looking for, you know, the best Idaho comic, that all of the comedians are from Idaho.
Yeah, that's a qualifier. So they have to be living in Idaho.
Okay. Yeah, and living in Idaho more than, like, because I think we do have some people who are born out of Idaho, but who are majority, like, living in Idaho for the last, you know, many, many years.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, Kat, what are you most looking forward to about the competition?
I know it sounds cheesy, but I just like hanging out with my friends and the environment an amazing show like this brings. One thing that I miss about Liquid is that in any given night, even if you didn't have a show, you could just go down to the patio and find people that you love hanging out with and are like kind of like just really your friends in the comedy scene and who understand, you know, late nights and stressful mics and everything like that. So I'm really excited to be back around some like that kind of environment of all these comics who are wish and want the same thing and work hard. And we're all, it's a huge benefit to the scene too. So it's only up from here essentially. And I just can't wait to hang out and thrive in that wonderful energy again.
Haley, in your opinion, why is it so important for the community to remember that comedy, stand-up comedy, I mean, really is an art. I mean, it is an art form, just like, you know, live theater.
Yeah, so when I started Blue City Comedy in 2019, the whole goal was, we had Liquid Laughs at the time, but we still had a lot of comedians not being able to get enough stage time. And as Beth mentioned earlier, like, this art form is, you get better the more you do it, the longer you get, you know, like all these opportunities just help you grow. And I always had a lot of, like, whenever I talked about comedy to other people, they were like, oh, comedy, that's kind of gross. And I feel like I've really helped change the stigma of that, where it's like our open mics are supporting comedians working their craft. And it is it is definitely harder to get up on stage and tell jokes for 3 minutes to sing than to like sing one song. I swear. It is like, especially because it's like, oh, if somebody's like, oh, I don't like that type of music, that's fine. But if you don't like their bit, you're like, oh, I don't like that person, you know?
Yeah, I don't like them.
And so it's a craft that requires a lot of bravery to stand up for like it's your thoughts coming out of your mouth, and you're very much on front and center stage, regardless if that's good or bad. So that's the cool thing about Blue City is like our open mics, they're free, but they're so good. Oh, they're so good. That we pack out those open mics and people come and enjoy, and they get like that free taste of comedy. And then they come back to our Saturday shows at Mad Speed Downtown. And like, that's just been super rewarding to see people like love comedy. Cause you see a lot on Netflix, and come see it in the real world. It's good.
It's different. Yeah.
Well, it is a bit different when you actually can see it in person. Okay. So, 3 days. And so how does it work? If people want to come and enjoy the show, can they come one night, two nights, three nights? How will all of that work, Beth?
Yeah, it's right now we are selling 3-day package tickets for $55. So that'll get you in Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. It'll get you your own special table. And we are selling those until May 1st. We might extend it, but then come May 1st, May 2nd, we'll switch over to selling individual tickets, and those will be $20 a night for each primary night, and $25 for the final night, and more at the door. So people can kind of choose their own adventure. If you want to get on board now, be an early adopter, and come and support us. Buy a package ticket and kind of make a festival experience out of it. You can do that now. And if you want to just check out one show, just stop in on a Thursday night, say, or just feeling it on a Friday night, any day is going to be a great day to come and check things out and be a part of the experience.
And where can people buy the tickets?
So we have a link on Eventbrite. You can look at the venue where we'll be at the Visual Arts Collective in Garden City. We also have a website, www.idahosbestcomedian.com. So there's a link to our tickets there. And then you can find us on Facebook at Idaho's Best Comedian, or on Instagram at ID Best Comedian. We're all over the place. So
you can't miss you. I want to thank all three of you for coming on today. It's been a delight. We've been talking with Haley Leinhart-Lease with Blue City Comedy and the co-founders of Idaho's Best Comedian Competition, Kat Liz Rigaud. I have to literally look at the pronouncer as I'm saying it.
It's okay. It's best.
Okay. My apologies. And Beth Norton, Kat, my apologies to you and to the Basque community. I do my best. So anyways, the competition is Friday. It begins May 19th. Thanks again. And good luck with the competition.
Thanks, Gemma. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Gemma. Coming up tomorrow on Idaho Matters, COVID cases, they have jumped in Idaho hospitals. Also, there's a new drug out that can cut hospitalization if you have COVID by 90%. That's all tomorrow on our Dr. Roundtable here on Idaho Matters. Get us your questions as well, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our assistant producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.